It's 4:30 in the morning here in the capital. To everyone, you're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, an anti-regime protest continues in Bahrain's town of Daraz, outside the residence of top Shia cleric Sheikh Isa Qassem, whose citizenship was revoked on Monday. Hundreds of supporters of the cleric staged a sit-in protest to vent their anger at the ruling Al-Khalifa regime. The demonstrators have pledged to carry on with such rallies. Meanwhile, the United Nations has condemned Manama's move to strip Sheikh Qassem of his citizenship as, quote, unjustified. It also voiced concern over the intensified crackdown on Bahraini dissidents.
Yesterday, Sheikh Isa Qassem, the highest Shia authority in Bahrain, was stripped of his citizenship. He was the latest of at least 250 people who have had their nationalities revoked since July 2014. Given that due process was not followed in any case, it cannot be justified. And given the numbers that we're talking about in Bahrain, I mean, we're talking about a minimum of 250 people who have been deprived of their nationality, but there are some estimates which go much higher than that. Given that, it is clearly unjustified. We're very concerned at this intensified crackdown on the freedoms of expression and association and the right to a nationality.
The spokeswoman for the UN Human Rights Chief warned Bahraini authorities that such decisions could further escalate tensions in the country. Ravina Shamdasani urged Manama to end the crackdown on the opposition. Earlier, Iran's Parliament Speaker Ali Ladejani slammed the move as an inept act that would dash hopes of peacefully resolving the ongoing political crisis in Bahrain. Iran's Islamic Revolution Guards Corps also warned Bahrain that its decision will expedite the ruling family's downfall. The IRGC said such, quote, inhumane acts are against Islamic teachings and international norms. Manama revoked the citizenship of Sheikh Isa Qassem, claiming he's been involved in spreading extremism. Joining us now via Skype from West Virginia is Colin Cavell. He's an author and lecturer. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Cavell. Now, looking at the allegation that the Al-Khalifa regime has put against Sheikh Isa Qassem of spreading extremism, how do you respond to that, specifically when you consider that Sheikh Isa Qassem is a well-known figure for keeping these protests peaceful and for calling for reforms within the rights of the Bahraini people?
Sheikh Isa Qassem is not only well known throughout the island kingdom and the entire Middle East, but he is well respected and one of the most peaceful, nonviolent leaders in all of Bahrain. So the idea that Sheikh Isa Qassem is promoting violence or is an agent of a foreign power, these are more of the same from this illegal Al-Khalifa regime. They have already jailed most of the opposition. Most recently, Sheikh Ali Salman, head of the largest opposition party in Bahrain. And then just about a week ago, they banned Al-Wafaq, the largest opposition party in Bahrain. And now they're getting rid of the citizenship of Sheikh Isa Qassem, which will make him stateless. And that means that either he has to leave the country or they will put him in jail. So these are fictions the regime plays with itself to try to legitimize its crackdown on any opposition voices. But what the people of Bahrain need to reflect upon now is that this regime, this Al-Khalifa regime, has absolutely no legitimacy. Their authority and power is based simply on power. It's not based on any legitimacy at all. They're unelected. They have no claim to any type of legitimacy, and the people of Bahrain need to reflect on that very carefully. Their only source of influence is power, brute power.
Well, Mr. Cavell, also, we did say that Iran's Parliament Speaker Ali Ladejani has spoken of slamming this move by the Al-Khalifa regime, and also it has been said that this is only going to expedite the ruling family's downfall. Do you see it that way?
Absolutely. I think Mr. Ali Larijani is spot on. He understands that when you put all of the opposition in jail, when you ban all the opposition parties, when you stomp out any type of freedom of expression, any type of freedom of thought or conscience, any type of freedom of assembly, you're going against not only international law, you're going against the basic rules of politics. What that means, when there's no place to breathe or talk or voice your opinion, then it does promote people to demand their rights in a more extreme way, because they realize under this Al-Khalifa dictatorship, there is no hope for any type of freedom or liberation until they are removed from power.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Colin Cavell, author and lecturer, joining us via Skype from West Virginia. Mr. Cavell, thank you very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.